This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, my name's Derek Gallimore, and this is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode 36, and today I'm joined by Diego Jose Ramos. Diego, I have known for a few years now, and he is widely known within the Manila tech community. His nickname is The Wizard, and I think that's because he gets stuff done. Now, Diego, I enjoy chatting to Diego. He's very connected, but he's sort of intimately involved with the tech startup scene. So today we have a talk about everything tech. I am exploring this with Diego. I mean, a lot of it sounds like a Philippine domestic kind of context, but what I want our listeners to really take away from this is the burgeoning tech scene that's out there in the Philippines. And of course, as that deepens and, you know, there's better skilled people out there, then that's a huge opportunity for all of you sitting out there in the West, because there's a huge labor pool and still, you know, it's super, super affordable. So it's a really exciting episode. And again, I think there's it's worth saying to think outside of the box in terms of how you could utilize the opportunities over here. And, you know, if you do, then there's really a huge amount of opportunities that can be taken advantage of. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this episode. If you want any of the show notes, then please go to our website, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode36.
Oh, thanks, Derek. That was an awesome introduction. I would like to speak about it a little bit. Just to backtrack a little bit, Derek, I started technical recruiting before I even started our own startup. So my background is highly corporate, from cosmetic, pharmaceutical, or healthcare industries. Then my conduit to the tech industry here is being a tech recruiter or a headhunter, which I started in the Bay Area of Silicon Valley. Then I moved to Manila for local recruiting. I think that's where I found the need between hiring a developer locally for Instagram from the US, who's on payroll, and our local scene doesn't have really an HR support for those kinds of companies. That's why we launched horsepower.ph for that. And afterwards, we just did a new business building ideas. That's why I came up with medicaltourism.ph.
Right. Fantastic. So,
yeah.
And when did you, just remind me again, when did you return to the Philippines from?
2013.
Okay. And so tell me then, how has the, since then, the tech scene evolved and changed in that time?
Derek, at that time, even until now, I think we're still on infancy stage compared to other startup scene, compared to the US and Europe. I think we're getting there, because I think there are a lot of reasons, aside from internet infrastructure. I think it's a type of founders we have here right now. So if I put it in, we're currently having like about for C-year startups, we currently have a demographic of 30% foreigners, foreign-owned startups locally here, and 70% about Filipino. And only about 48% of them are actually funded. But the dynamics of a startup here is like somebody actually leading the fund for funding. We don't have much innovative or sophisticated like business angels here in locally, except from a traditional entrepreneur or a traditional investor from shipping or finance or banking taking a look on technology. So I think these are the people that actually pushes the industry now.
Right. And yep. But I mean, I witness a budding startup community, and there's Seed Stars this weekend. There was a hackathon last weekend. It seems that the community is certainly blossoming, but maybe it's not quite mature yet. Is it? Would you suggest that it's partly because most people need to work here and there's not the same safety net maybe as in the US? So there isn't the kind of liberal approach where people can kind of wing it with a startup for a couple of years. Do you think that has an aspect?
Right. Yeah. Yes, David. Actually, the fact that example, like Angel Hack came into the Philippines for the first time in 2013. And you also mentioned CSAR is coming over to the Philippines again for the third time. I think this is a good indicator that we have the top-notch founders here and ideas businesses coming arising from this country. It's just that there are just few that you could just identify as what you can say as growth stage startups and unicorn.
Right.
Not that much in other countries, but we are solid. I think there are a lot of people in the industry now that just holding on together and pushing, or act as a catalyst and pushing the industry further. The fact that these companies like Angel Hack, so the real the purpose of Angel Hack is looking for developers in a certain city that could be brought to Silicon Valley and pitched to the mass developer network as well. CSAR's world is looking for inspiring founders with innovative ideas that can launch in emerging markets. I think the fact that they're here now and a lot more, our company was a winner for a company called 1776 Ventures. We won in Manila and we won also in Tokyo and we pitched also in DC. I think there are Series B funding for venture building company for startups that are launched in a highly dense government country that has a government that has dense policies against innovation.
Right. Highly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're there now. I think we're also a great launching pad for outsourcing and startups because I think this is the only English speaking country in Asia.
Yeah.
In Southeast Asia. Yeah.
Yeah, there's massive opportunity for the Philippines
massive.
When you combine
yes.
the sort of alignment in terms of culture and the English speaking, and then also, right. I mean, we were talking the other day, and there is now less and less barriers to education to the kids in Philippines learning exactly what the kids are learning in Silicon Valley because it's all online, it's also
right.
accessible, it's cheap if not free. So there's really less and less barriers to somewhere like Manila, which would previously be left in the shadows. Yeah.
Yes, that's right, Derek. I think we even recently changed our education system. If you're familiar with K-12, where it now it's similar to the U.S. type of education, where they extend the grade school level and the mid and high school.
Right.
So they have like 12 years now in that area before they get to college.
Right.
And to just make sure that even they get to university or college level, I think they have enough now knowledge as compared to us before. I think we've gone that. And of course, we live now. We have in the Philippines, we have about 38.2 mobile penetration or internet users
okay.
and 38 million internet users. I think that points out now to a better like country for to launch a startup to outsource services as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in terms of, so there's obviously some eager people to start startups here. And also, as you say, there's expats doing the same. What is the technical capability within the Philippines compared to somewhere like the US? Because, you know, you do actually need a depth of skill base to support the dreams of founders, don't you really?
Right. So we'll talk about tech talent here. Earlier, I have a question from some SeedStars World team, whether we have great candidates for CTO. And since I was been working on that field, yes, we have great talent here. The differences within here in Silicon Valley, the CTO here is really concerned as very tech that doesn't have the vision to launch a company. Unlike in other countries where there's a combination of tech talent and business acumen at
right.
the same time. I think we still have to cross that bridge
right.
between tech talent and, say, being political savvy and business.
So that's interesting, because very commonly in outsourcing, I realize that people don't want to be generalists so much. They want a very clear, defined job and role. And so if that's the same with the techies here, does that mean, though, that they are actually happy just being the executor, being the techie guy that builds it out without necessarily needing to come up with the dreams and the ideas? Are they quite happy in a sort of CTO position?
You are correct. Currently, Derek, you're, I think, but that's not be valid anymore, I think, in the next few years. I think right now, I think we developed now this awareness of if you have a great tech talent, they'll now entertain being an entrepreneur. But then again, they just don't know where to jump and how to jump because of that lack of support and ecosystem where we don't have much business angels or VCs supporting our industry. But the drive and the wanting is right there.
Right.
I've seen a lot of talent who started as a CTO or VP for engineering. Let's just jump out to become entrepreneurs. I think we're on that stage now. But that wasn't true years ago.
Right. And you say there's a dearth of angel investors and funding. I know of people out there that are happy to fund. Is it that there's no one really with cash wanting to spend, or is it just that there's not the ecosystem matching up people with money with people with ideas kind of thing?
That's true. I think that this second statement is a better picture of what's going on now. I think there's just no matching table that can for that to happen. I'll give an example, Derek, because this is reference to mergers and acquisition experience that I have in putting in or selling a company. I think the founders here don't know how to talk in the level of investors. I think there's the big gap there in between, because as the founder articulate the vision of the company, they cannot have the jargon of investor coming in from Singapore or Hong Kong and how they speak there in their in that particular area. And there's a big gap. I think there should be people putting them together and smoothing the deal for them to understand each other. I think that's the only that I can think of that doesn't really match currently the country. But slowly we're getting there.
Fantastic. Thank you, Diego. We'll have you back again shortly to discuss other aspects, but that was really fantastic. And for anyone that wants to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you? And we'll put all the details in the show notes. But
thank you. Just reach my email. It's diego@horsepower.ph or diego@medicaltourism.ph.
Okay, hope you enjoyed that. And I'm sure you learned a lot about the Manila startup scene. So if you want any of the show notes or you want to get in touch with Diego, go to our website. That is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode 36. And if you want to ask us anything, if you want to get in touch, please drop us an email. Ask us anything, ideally about outsourcing, but we will get back to you. Okay, so drop us an email at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.